This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, all right, got some good news. Dr. Fauci is, of course, being optimistic. And I think, was this a Today Show? I think he was on the Today Show. Let me just double check. He was on the, Thursday's Today Show. And he had said earlier today that, and I can't believe it's Thursday, that the vaccine should be hopefully accessible to anybody who wants it by April. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Now, I do think that's overly optimistic, but I do feel very, very confident that we are going to be turning some huge, huge corners. He suggests we're going to hit herd immunity in 9 months. Now, I don't know if that's 9 months from today or 9 months from the start of the rollout. Again, I think that's overly optimistic, but I got to tell you, people are kind of looking for hope. This administration wants to, you know, be credited with the, you know, economic turnaround. And in order to have an economic turnaround, you need people less scared. You need less hype. So we're going to start seeing the hype pendulum change a little bit. But in the meantime, when you guys are, you know, you're seeing the talk, but are they walking the walk? The talk is still keep the masks, consider double masking, you know, and, you know, consider hand washing and, you know, maybe, you know, still only put kids back in school one day a week. So there's a cautious optimism. Personally, with the vaccine rollout, I do see us getting more and more vaccines. It looks like Pfizer, it looks like Moderna is pumping it out. If Johnson & Johnson gets approved, then we're going to have their 100 million doses. So remember, we need, if it's a two-shot vaccine, we needed 700 million doses, right? Because we have 330 million plus and somebody drops a vial or something gets stolen or something happens, okay? Or we have people not accounted for on the census. But if it's a one shot, then that means those 100 million vaccines that Johnson & Johnson gives potentially will be 100 million people being vaccinated. That is ideal. That's fantastic. And then some people are asking, where's AstraZeneca? AstraZeneca is already working on a variant form of the vaccine. They think their variant form of vaccine is going to come by the fall. We do anticipate the AstraZeneca vaccine getting FDA approval by April, which means we might then also have AstraZeneca vaccine. AstraZeneca vaccine is not indicated for the older individuals, so the older populations will need to get still the Pfizer, the Moderna, and possibly the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So having all these vaccines, this is fantastic. But what I had said earlier is what I think Dr. Fauci means. Because right now, when you guys try to sign up for a shot, you are being told online, depending on where you live, no appointments available till May. Okay? Yeah. Now, I am confident that, you know, you're going to get vaccinated hopefully sooner than that. But unfortunately, with software issues and with, you know, the vaccine coming in and it still needing to stay cold and, you know, because we're still working with the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine that can't be, you know, at room temperature for too long or can't be stored in a refrigerator. Pfizer 5 days, Moderna 30 days, but still, that vial, once it's cracked open, has to be thrown out at the end of the day or discarded if not all the shots are given. So, you know, signing up is still a little tricky. So what my guess is by April, all the restrictions on age and demographic and type of work are going to be gone. And so where I think he's coming from is by April, right, if the healthcare workers are like, look, I'm good. You know, those of us that don't want it, you can move on from healthcare workers. If all the seniors get vaccinated, if all the teachers get vaccinated, and then all the essential workers get vaccinated, I do foresee by April it then being open up to, you know, DJs and, you know, musicians and every, you know, which, you know, because that's a big problem. We're trying to say you're essential, you're not essential. If you're around people and you don't know what your health history is, and, you know, we really need to start kind of getting a little bit away from, you know, well, you're non-essential, so you can't work, you can't get the vaccine. So I really oversee them overcome that, and then hopefully by April, anybody who wants to get the shot can. Younger individuals, students, I don't know. I don't think he's including kids with that yet because we still need data from that. Maybe we will have some data sets by April. Now, is it the 6-week April or the 9-week April? I'm going to think it's more of the 9-week April. I think it's going to take a little longer than that. I don't really see us before Easter having that. All right, everybody can get it. Looks like, though, we might be able to get an Easter. Might be able to have a Passover this year, so that's pretty exciting. Herd immunity, yeah, if a lot of people get the vaccine, if the virus changes in the summer, if we don't have, you know, riots and rallies and people do stupid, I really think we can see a quiescence of this virus. I don't necessarily think we'll have a, quote, herd immunity because we still don't have enough people wanting to get the vaccine, but I do see it going down. The problem is I don't know what's going to happen this next fall. So I don't know if flu's going to resurge. I don't know if it's going to be a new COVID variant. So some of the headlines are saying the UK COVID variant is going to just overtake countries. And, you know, meanwhile, we're hearing the other headlines going, oh, we're going to be good. We're going to have herd immunity. So we need to really be careful about what each of the media outlets are spewing right now. But how I would approach this is, you know, people want a choice. People want, you know, people want to plan. People want a vacation. And, you know, we're not there yet, but we are definitely seeing some optimism. Now, in terms of, you know, how we move forward with this. And, you know, I know there's a lot of anxiety about there being yearly vaccines. Some of you have asked me, why would you get the vaccine now? Why can't you just wait till the fall for the AstraZeneca vaccine? You don't want to get a shot twice. And I hear you. I that's what I originally thought. I was like, you know what? I don't need my shot right now. I'm not really among a lot of patients. I'll just wait. And then, you know, people are like, no, we need to know what's safe. We need to see you do it. So I did it. You know, I did my first. So I see why people wanted that confidence. And some people thought I was against vaccines. I'm not against vaccines. I'm pro COVID vaccine, but my not getting it was misinterpreted. So for me, if I have to get a shot every year, you know, or any of us do, I mean, I do that already for the flu and I'm proud to do it. I'm fine doing it, but yeah, I don't see this as just being a one vaccine process. So don't wait because we still have the here and now and we still have some severe side effects. When we come back, we're going to talk about this woman needing her fingers amputated. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TOLLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So an 86-year-old woman nearly died of COVID, and this was an interesting case. She actually had a heart attack, was found to also have COVID, but her fingers needed to be amputated. And now, many people, you know, are kind of concerned about the numbers being blurred, you know, where, well, you know, somebody's in a car accident, somebody has a heart attack, they're also positive for COVID, and so then they end up being, you know, considered a COVID case. But this actually is a complication from COVID. So in the European Journal of Vascular and Endovascular Surgery case report, Martino et al., I mean his colleagues, all right, describes the case of this woman who's 86 years old, and she ended up having a cardiac event. Now, was the cardiac event caused by COVID? I'm not sure. But she had a cardiac event. And, you know, with heart attacks, unfortunately, you know, it can affect the blood supply to the muscles. So we try to increase the blood supply. We'll slow down the heart rate to slow down the extra work of the heart at the time. Try to increase blood flow. Try to bust the clots. But back in April 2020, she actually had black fingers. She had something called dry gangrene of the second, fourth, and fifth fingers of the right hand. Now, the month prior, she had an acute coronary syndrome, a heart attack, and was put on dual antiplatelet therapy. But because of the COVID pandemic, they also did an oral pharyngeal swab, and they tested her for COVID, and she was positive. Then, when they did an ultrasound of her fingers, because her fingers were black, they found that there was a drop in blood flow in the common digital arteries, or the artery supply of the digits, or the fingers. But she had no other clinical manifestations of COVID. She didn't have the cough, she didn't have the fever, she didn't have the nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, body aches, nothing like that. So she received heparin, and then they had to remove her necrotic fingers, and she was diagnosed with something called digital intravascular thrombosis. Now, we talked about how COVID can cause blood clots. And when it causes blood clots in the little baby blood vessels of the extremities, like we'll see with like TTP, unfortunately, it prevents blood flow from getting to the extremities. Now, the other possibility is, you know, did she go through shock? And did she, you know, when you go through shock, then your blood pressure drops. The body tries to shunt blood to the central part of your body, your head, your brain, your heart, and then the digits just, you know, we're like, sorry, you're going to have to sacrifice. But they believe what happened is the virus caused the blockages during the cytokine storm. And cytokine storm not only has to be, you know, in the lungs and preventing, breathing, looks like it could also manifest by blood clots. So the immune response went into overdrive and it started damaging healthy tissue. The blood vessels could leak, blood pressure dropped, now more clots are forming. Now, this isn't the first time we saw this. According to Daily Mail, a 54-year-old man from Studio City, California, had two fingers amputated as a result of extensive tissue and muscle damage after he contracted COVID on a ski trip with a group of friends in northern Italy. Now, I know some of you are thinking, wait a second, Italy? Does Italy have something to do with this? We don't believe so, but it would be interesting to genotype the virus just in case it's a different strain. And I know some of you are thinking, but yeah, but he was teen, so maybe he got frostbite. Well, by the way, if you are more prone to this, I wouldn't recommend being out in the snow, but he had caught, do you remember, was this the same case where people went skiing in Italy and then came, you know, were exposed to COVID? It might have been that same group, but anyway. But no, we do not think that he got frostbite. He lost his thumb, forefinger, a half a finger last year. After he contracted coronavirus, he was 61 days on a ventilator. So, you know, there are pictures, and, you know, it is a little gruesome. And, you know, from what I understand, she's alive. But, you know, it's one of those things where this virus does cause different things to different people. And we explain that. I have learned about how pathology works, not so much from medical school. You learn a lot in medical school, but you're just trying to take it all in. But it was my family doctor partner who was also a homeopath who did extra training in homeopathy. And he said, look, you could throw the strep pneumonia bacteria into a room of people. Some people it'll do nothing. Others it might give them an ear infection. Others it might give them a full-blown pneumonia. Others it might put them into sepsis and die. So it's really person dependent sometimes. Now, you could increase your odds with a certain virus. You know, like we are pretty aware that HIV will attack T cells, but some people are able to live for years with HIV. Some people aren't. Some people get the Kaposi sarcoma, the cancer. Some people don't. So same thing with this COVID. What makes this COVID so frustrating is it's not, well, it's a virus that just does this. Like polio. Polio would cause paralysis. Not in everybody, but in some. For some, the polio virus just caused a cold. So where medicine needs to go is how to figure out who is going to get what side effect, and then maybe target the medication or target the prevention or target the vaccine. I bring this up because we're wrapping this all into the topic of how it's supposed to be quote-unquote open season for vaccines by April, according to Fauci, which I think is a little overly optimistic. But I think it's anybody who wants one, all groups will be now on the table, as opposed to only teachers or only seniors, because I think we'll have more vaccines to be able to allow more people to sign up. But, you know, the question arises, why, you know, people will ask, not me, so I is in quotes, why do I need to get the vaccine if I had COVID and it was mild? Explain that to me. And the answer you're going to get from public officials in the CDC is, look, right, you might not be lucky next time with COVID. No, or COVID might reactivate and then try to affect you, you know, more severely. We don't know if the virus lives in your body or not. And so our argument is, look, we don't want you to get it. We don't want you to harbor it. We want to try and decrease transmission because we think the vaccines might help with that. And there's a new variant. So whatever COVID you got in March last year or in June might be different this June. That's why we're recommending get the vaccine. But it's still hard for people to understand. And they're like, but I don't get it. Why? Well, again, each, you know, if we're talking about variants, it's not going to be your same. You know how they say this isn't your father's, you know, news program, or this isn't your father's lazy boy. You know, they kind of compare generations. We have new generations of COVID. And these new generations of COVID might act more weird. But I get it. A lot of you had COVID. It was no more than a cold, if that, or you had no symptoms. And you want to be immune, and you don't want to have to go through a vaccine. And I get that. And that's why I really want the media very, very careful about vilifying, quote unquote, you know, anti-vaxxers or people who are a little hesitant on the vaccine. See, when I hear the term anti-vaxxer, I think of somebody that is on a mission to tell people that vaccines are going to make you grow horns. All right. I mean, that, and mind you, there's some people out there. There are some people out there that, you know, think, you know, you're going to grow an extra testicle with the vaccine, and they'll be, you know, and they'll talk about it on social media, etc. But that's unfortunately, people are lumped into that if they're like, look, you know, I got it. I don't want to take a risk of a side effect with the vaccine. Please don't make me take the vaccine. And I've had many people ask, how can they just avoid the vaccine? They had COVID, it was fine, they want to move on and not have anything injected into their body. That doesn't mean they're a quote-unquote anti-vaxxer. There's somebody hesitant about the vaccine. So this hesitancy is something that, you know, is still going to be difficult to overcome if we want to reach herd immunity. But then the argument is, if we never are going to reach herd immunity, then how imperative is it for people to get a vaccine for the older version of COVID? What we need, I think, to convince people and to convince me is also, because again, I'm still promoting the vaccine, but I think a good study would be how many people were hospitalized with severe COVID who had mild COVID months prior. I would like to know that. And then we could share that with people going, look, there are people on ventilators with their second infection of COVID. I don't know if we're getting that data. I think it would be nice to know. Because that would convince a lot of people then who had it mild that you can get it again. But if, again, if people weren't tested, I mean, I've never tested for COVID, so I have no idea if I ever had it. And the reason why I didn't test is I've never been sick. Knock on wood. 1-877-DOT-BELLY.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 485. 5542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House impeachment managers are again laying out their case against former President Trump in his Senate trial. House impeachment manager Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland saying,
the insurrectionists themselves believed that they were following President Trump's marching orders.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a coronavirus stimulus plan is necessary as House committees begin marking up the proposal.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve stated that the real unemployment rate is 10%, matching the worst point in the Great Recession.
The California Democrat speaking during her weekly press conference, Pelosi saying she wants the bill in the budget committee by next week and through the House by the end of the month. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying on Thursday, the White House expects CDC school reopening guidelines to come out Friday. This is USA Radio News. Weather warnings have been posted from Texas to New Jersey as an ice storm slams parts of the country. The worst of it is forecast over the next couple of days for Arkansas, Tennessee, and Kentucky, where a half of inch of ice is expected. Meanwhile, at least five people were killed in a massive 100-vehicle accident on Interstate 35 near Fort Worth, Texas.
Dozens of others have been rushed to local hospitals following the weather-related accident that was spread across about a mile of the icy roadway. Freezing rain and sleet fell overnight, causing for dangerous driving conditions. Police tell us several 18-wheelers were in the massive pileup, including one FedEx truck that was videotaped from the opposite side of the interstate, slamming into the massive pileup. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
There are still worries people may be trapped in the rubble. Police in Dallas asking everyone to stay off the roads. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have another Ebola outbreak. This always happens every couple years. I'm not surprised. It's small. Small. Unfortunately, a second person has died of Ebola this week in the Democratic Republic of Congo's North Kivu province. It's according to the Health Ministry of the World Health Organization. It was a 60-year-old woman who died on Wednesday in the district of Biena. She had a link with another woman who had died after contracting Ebola and was married to a survivor of the previous major outbreak. Now, the DRC's health ministry has deployed a team to the area and is tracing more than 100 contacts of the two women in the health zones of Biena and Katwa. Matshidiso Moeti, World Health Organization Regional Director for Africa, stressed on Thursday during a briefing that the UN health body was working in coordination with the DRC's government to prevent the spread of the disease, and two Ebola cases were detected. This was 3 months after the DRC announced the end of its 11th outbreak. Now, the 11th outbreak was hundreds of kilometers away in the northwestern province of Equator. That infected 130 people and killed 55. Now, that outbreak overlapped with an earlier one that was in the east, running from August 1, 2018 to June 25, 2020. That one killed 2,200 people. Now, that was the second most deadliest Ebola outbreak. The deadliest was the one from 2014 to 2016 that killed 11,000 people. But 2,200 people died, and that outbreak ended last year in the midst of coronavirus. So the last person declared recovered from Ebola in Equator was on October 16th. So they've been using Ebola vaccinations. Remember, there were some hiccups because there were, I guess, resurgence trying to stop vaccine rollout, and there were bombings and people being killed in medical clinics, but they were able to vaccinate over 40,000 people with Ebola vaccines, which I believe many of them are the mRNA technology. Over the past year, two Ebola vaccines have been approved and distributed, including one from Johnson & Johnson. And the Johnson & Johnson one actually also, that's the one with the double-stranded DNA. So I have to double-check if an mRNA Ebola vaccine is out there. I believe there is. That might be the ZMAP. I need to double-check. But Johnson & Johnson had created an Ebola vaccine as well. And so it's a, the emergence of Ebola can complicate efforts to eradicate COVID. You would think if there was ever going to be another Ebola outbreak, now would be the time, because everybody's hopefully social distancing and masking. But remember, we need people to come out and get vaccinated. And the COVID vaccination campaign is supposed to start soon. Peter Piat, director of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicines, according to Al Jazeera, says during the WHO briefing that there are no reasons preventing the distribution and administration of vaccines effective for both Ebola and COVID-19. So Ebola is different. It's a virus, and we call it a hemorrhagic fever infection that's caused by the virus. You get it through contact with bodily fluids. And so spit, sweat, tears. So when people, you know, clean their loved one and prepare them for burial was unfortunately or taking care of their sick loved one was unfortunately a path for people to get Ebola. It could cause bleeding from internal organs, the mouth, eyes, ears. The fatality rate used to be 90-some%. It was able to drop to about 50%. And the virus that causes Ebola is believed to live in bats. Now, I received an email a while back. I'm not sure what to do with it. But somebody said, why aren't we killing the bats? Now, okay, so killing the bats. I mean, we've found a new SARS virus in bats that we think could actually help the current SARS-CoV-2 virus. The Chinese had said that the virus that we've been dealing with came from bats. And I think we did some tracing, and so we think it, you know, might have a relationship to bats. And we get a lot of things from bats. I think you can even get rabies from bats. So the problem is whenever you decide to go after a species, you unfortunately allow other issues to happen. So I understand that people are freaked out about bats, but there's many types of bats. I saw a picture the other day of little baby bats. And the little baby bats were so cute. So, we have to keep bats away from humans, I think. But remember, this virus, even though it started from bats, it didn't necessarily mean somebody ate bat soup and then it spread. All right? There was some other way that this jumped from animal to humans. And we're just around too many animals. So you can't just, you know, get rid of the bats. But I get you. I get you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I don't know if you guys have been following The Mandalorian. The Mandalorian has Grogu. And Grogu, it was the little baby Yoda. Now, you're not supposed to call him baby Yoda, because Yoda, that was a completely different generation. But it looks like it looks like Yoda, and it's a little baby, and we call him baby Yoda. Hey, but it's Grogu. Well, there's multiple actors, you know, in the series, some of them getting their own spinoff, but one not only lost their spinoff, but she got fired because of a tweet. And she's been very openly conservative. Her name is Gina Carano. I believe she was also, was she WWE? I don't remember. But she's, I forget what her role, I mean, I know what her role is. I don't know what her name is or her character name in the show. But she basically is one of the good guys. And she helps Pedro Pascal, who plays the Mandalorian, you know. And she was very prevalent in the third season. Well, apparently she had made a tweet that, and I don't know if I have her exact tweet, but it was how the way Republicans are treated now is similar to how the Jews were treated during the Holocaust. Now, I mean, when I'm Jewish and I hear people compare, you know, Trump to Hitler, that really made me mad because I'm like, are you kidding me? Somebody who killed 6 million Jews, 6 million non-Jews, you know, Christians, homosexuals, Catholics, gypsies. You're telling me that you're really going to compare President Trump to that? Are you kidding me? I mean, I can't stand it when I hear people try to compare, right, you know, something that they don't like to an atrocity as the Holocaust. But what I think she was trying to say, and again, this isn't in defense or whatever, because I think she was trying to say people have to feel hidden. Because of the cancel culture, people feel hidden. And Jews had to feel hidden during the Holocaust, Republicans have to feel hidden. And again, I'm not saying this to defend, but that's where she was going with that. So from what we understand, she was fired. Yet now there's been a lot of, I guess, backlash, because in 2018, Pascal shared an image of Germany, 1944, back in 1944, and said America, compared America 2018 to Germany 1944. And he wrote hashtag, this is America. So people are wondering, why would Gina get fired and not Pedro Pascal? Or why, you know, so now there's a trend for, quote, cancel Disney Plus. It began to trend on Twitter shortly after her firing. Donald Trump Jr. had said, you know, so at Disney can discriminate against women for doing what their male actors do, or is it only discrimination against conservatives? Blogger Matt Walsh added, not only did Pedro Pascal, an actor on The Mandalorian, compare the United States and Nazi Germany, but he did so with a photo of America in 2018 that is not actually from 2018 and also not actually from America. He still has his job. So there's been a lot of back and forth and a lot of concern about, you know, who is getting silenced, either from Twitter or from Facebook. And I'm looking at the tweet from Pedro Pascal. You see, you know, kids behind the, you know, in the concentration camp behind the, what's the fence that has all the spikes on it? I'm losing my name, but unfortunately you couldn't escape because you would just get cut up with the barbed wire. And then he was comparing the kids, that are in the holding cell, from ICE. So that's what Pedro Pascal was comparing. So, people keep bringing up Nazi Germany, but they bring it up in multiple forms. Thing is, some people get fired, some people don't. 1-877-DOCS-ALLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember a few years ago we talked about stealthing? Now, this isn't a military operation or a type of plane, a bomber. This is stealthing that happens during sex. It's where while somebody's having sex with you, they, or you could be having sex, whatever, they remove the condom in the middle of it. Well, there has been some legislators wanting to make stealthing illegal, likening it to rape, assault, battery. And in California, it looks like they have made some movement in terms of introducing the legislation. Representative Christina Garcia from Bell Gardens, a Democrat, had originally brought forth legislation back in 2017. And I'm not sure what happened with that legislation, but now it's being reintroduced again. And she wants to classify the act of secretly taking off one's condom during sex as sexual battery. This law will also allow victims to sue for damages. Now, I remember back in 2017, there was also another Democratic representative, Melissa Sargent of Wisconsin, who introduced legislation in her state as well. Her bill allowed the, quote, consensual definition to change once a condom was secretly removed during consensual sex. If in the middle of an act, sex becomes non-consensual, then it becomes assault. So, not sure what happened to her legislation, but it looks like California might be moving forward to be the first to outlaw or criminalize stealthing. Now, you know, a few years back, I wrote a little piece on this. There was a gentleman who was, I guess, interviewed by a local news outlet, and he spoke anonymously. He said the reason why he performed it, he would stealth, is because it feels better with no condom on. A study published in the Columbia Journal of Gender and Law found men will, quote, stealth to promote their seed. Alexandra Brodsky, a legal fellow at the National Women's Law Center, investigated this practice and found multiple online communities of gay and straight men openly discussing this practice, swapping tips for how to remove a condom during sex, unbeknownst to the partner or the victim. Now, for the victim, it's pretty traumatizing because now they're at risk for an unwanted pregnancy, they're at risk for an STI. It could violate multiple civil and criminal laws. In Switzerland, a man was convicted of rape for stealthing during sex. I believe Julian Assange was accused of stealthing. I think the charges were dropped. To date, we've had no cases tried in the United States. But, you know, there is this stealthing isn't sometimes, you know, just for the feel. I'm not a man, so I don't know what difference is felt between for a guy. You know, I mean, yeah, I think there is a difference, but for females, luckily our enjoyment doesn't necessarily happen within the vagina. There's other parts around the area that have to be stimulated, so a woman could still enjoy sex with a condom. But I'm hearing from men, condoms ruin it for them. And so I think stealthing happens to a higher degree than we would expect. And California wants to criminalize it. And I understand that, because if somebody is going into a consensual sexual relationship, doing so with the under the guise of there's going to be some protection and they won't get pregnant, you know, and then there's an act that's malicious, and fraudulent, then, yeah, that person now just put themselves at risk for, unfortunately, a deadly virus such as HIV or HPV, hepatitis. So it's understandable. I'm just not sure why it hadn't moved forward. Now, condoms breaking, that's another thing. But here's the issue. I think one reason why this hasn't made it through the courts as freely as one would think is because the proof. Right? You know, how do we, and this is something that plagues young, you know, people now, especially more after the Brett Kavanaugh, Supreme Court confirmation. You know, how do you prove that they consented? The burden of proof has always been on the victim. I was raped, and then the victim, unfortunately, becomes re-victimized because they have to prove that it was rape. They have to, right after the rape, go and get a rape kit done. Then, you know, they examine under the nails to see if there was, you know, fight, to see if, you know, there's, you know, if there was, you know, pieces of DNA to show if there was any sort of trauma. And that's kind of traumatizing. You know, I mean, when I was assaulted, I really didn't want to go to the doctor. I had to. I was forced to because I wouldn't stop bleeding. But yeah, I didn't want to go to the doctor. I really didn't. I just didn't want to talk about it. I wanted to move on with my life. And so it is very traumatizing for a victim. But then on the flip side, it's very traumatizing for somebody who had sex with another person. They had a night. Maybe they drank. Maybe they were both, you know, fooling around, they were flirty, and then the regrets come the next day, and sometimes with the regrets come the accusations. And so, I was teaching at a local medical school, and they had a speaker come in talking about consent. And there were a lot of guys, listening, and you could see some of them were kind of, you know, thinking to themselves, okay, how do I make sure I get consent? Because it's really, you can't even having somebody sign a piece of paper, they could say that was under duress too, or they were drinking. So, even with that, that could be difficult. But I had raised my hand to ask a question that I think a lot was hoping would get asked, is how do you have proof of that consent? You know, what do you do if somebody consented, but then years later say, no, it wasn't? And the answer that I had gotten from that speaker was, well, then there was never consent. So if somebody years later said there wasn't consent, that means they never consented. And I couldn't completely understand that answer because people do change their mind. And then people get mad, and then there could be revenge. So we have a huge problem with he said, she said. And we've never really figured out a way to overcome that. You know, the Me Too movement has made huge progress in women who felt like they couldn't say anything to come out and say something. But on the flip side, it also has scared many people into going, wait a second, you might want sex now, but what are you going to do to me 5 years from now? And so I don't think we've ever really solved how do you consent. Same thing with a condom. I mean, there's been conversations during sex of, look, are you able to, climax? No, I can't climax, the condom. Well, then take it off. How do you solidify that? I mean, without videotaping, and, not a lot of us want to be videotaped, how do you, how do you get the proof? Now, there are individuals there that do want to plant their seed. There's a lot out there who want to have sex with as many people, have as many of their babies out there without telling anybody. I don't know how they afford, the palimony and stuff. I mean, you have to be able to, help these women support them when they do get pregnant. But unfortunately, there's people that are rapists that do the same thing, and the lack of condom assists them in doing that. So it's a very complex problem. We'll see what happens in California, and, you would think this would be a slam dunk. Don't remove your condom. That could be assault or battery. That's bad. But, if somebody gets pregnant, are they going to blame you? Well, hopefully then there's DNA testing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Good news, the woman who used Gorilla Glue in her hair for free, a Beverly Hills plastic surgeon, during a 4-hour-long procedure, removed it all. She is, from what we understand, pain-free. He used a medical-grade adhesive remover, aloe vera, olive oil, and acetone in order to dissolve the Gorilla Glue that she used on her hair. And she's pretty happy now. 1-877, Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains.
text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.